Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to be here with us, and for that, we're totally grateful. We don't take for granted, and we thank you. Tonight's show is going to be phenomenal, but we're not going to jump into the show yet, but I'm going to tell you the topic. The topic is knowing your self-worth. Yes, you heard me right. Knowing your self-worth. So we're going to be talking about that. But before we jump in, I want to thank all of our sponsors for sewing into On Fire to Inspire with your gifts, talents, abilities, whatever it is that you've been sharing with us. We thank God for you. We have Mr. Devon Hines, who is the co-producer and writer of God's Love. It's a gospel stage play that's coming to the Covington area on August 18th. Tickets are $10 per person at 3 p.m. on August 18th. August 18th, 3 p.m. Tickets are $10 per person. And the address is 8134 Geiger Street Northwest, Covington, Georgia. For more information, contact Mr. Hines at 770-883-6828. Again, that's God's Love, Can You Hear Me? Gospel Stage Play, August 18th, 2018. Tickets are $10 per person, and that will be at 3 p.m., located at 8134 Geiger Street Northwest, Covington, Georgia. Then we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. I'm telling you, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar take care of all of your hair care and beauty needs. A lot of people have been talking about the goddess braids that I've been wearing the past week. I tell you, Roz is doing it. And if you need to schedule an appointment with Roz, call her at 404-599-3712. Again, that's 404-599-3712. We thank Unique Expression by Design. They take all of your ideas and that needs to be customized, and they bring them to reality. Unique Expression by Design has a website with uniqueexpressionbydesign.com, as well as a Facebook page. So your Facebook presence is also there. All of our sponsors have Facebook presence. We have April Graphics, and April Graphics is your one-stop shop for all of your graphics and photography needs. And that's anything from flyers, logos, business cards, letterheads, banners, invitations, newsletters, and even photography. You can email them, April Graphics, that's APHOGRA@gmail.com. They're also on Facebook as well. So thank you, April Graphics, Unique Expression by Design, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, God's Love, as well as www.inspiredjewels4u.com. Inspired Jewels for You is your paparazzi $5 jewelry. You can get your jewelry and accessories at inspiredjewels4u.com. And then we have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound, and you can get CDs available on Reverb Nation or CD Baby. Thank you so much again to each and every one of our sponsors that have sown into this fruitful ground. And we have a new sponsor that's coming on board for July and a couple of others. So if you're interested in being a sponsor, email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. And that is $25 for the entire month. So if you're interested, email us onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. And we would definitely love to help you get the word out there about your business, your products, your services, the things that you are doing. Well, again, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. And the topic tonight is knowing your self-worth. And I tell you, I'm excited about the guest that we have tonight. The topic is just near and dear to her heart because it is something that she lived. So who can better tell you that story than somebody's lived it? But, you know, one of the things I love to tell people is, if you don't know who you are or where you're going, then anybody can take you anywhere and tell you anything. So without that, anything else said, without me just going into the show tonight, I want to welcome Ms. Jasmine Carla to On Fire Inspire. Welcome to the show, woman of God. How are you this beautiful evening? Hold on, guys. We're behind the technical issues right now because she was just on here. We were just speaking, so she will be back on shortly. But Jasmine is going to be coming to us. Oh, here she is. Jasmine, welcome on Fire Inspire.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you loud and clear. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good tonight. Grateful to be here. And, again, I thank you for this opportunity just to share in this room of positivity and growth.
Amen.
And knowing your self-worth.
Amen, amen, amen. So can you introduce yourself to the On Fire Inspire audience?
Absolutely. My name is Jasmine Carter. I am an author, born and raised Rancho Cucamonga. Shout out to all my Southern California people out there. I'm currently living right outside of Atlanta, and I am currently just living in my purpose. After being hard-headed for years and years and years, I finally accepted what God has for me through all the things that have happened that I thought long ago I wasn't worthy of. I'm finally walking into that. So this is a very exciting part of my life that I want to help inspire other people, that it doesn't matter what walk of life you come from, your purpose is yours and it can't be taken from you. No matter what, it can't be raped, beaten, stolen. Nobody can steal what God has defined for you. So go ahead and accept what's yours and take it and bask in the ambience of his goodness. And what's yours through your birthright?
Amen, amen. That's what I'm talking about. Whew. Now, the topic itself, knowing your self-worth, that topic itself, what does knowing your self-worth mean to you, Jasmine?
You know, I think if you had asked me that maybe like a few years ago, I probably would have given just a regular generic answer of, well, you know, you got to know what you're worthy of. You got to know, you got to be able to define who you are so other people don't define you. But I think it even goes a little bit deeper than that. I think it's, you can't be afraid who God made you to be. And a lot of times, or at least I can speak to for myself, he's given me dreams, but his dreams that he gives me are his plans. And though they seem big, these desires that we have that he put in our heart, they seem big and greater than ourselves. We have to remember that because we are divine beings, that is exactly the type of life we're supposed to be living. So you can't be afraid of who you are and who he's called you to be. You just have to have the courage and the faith, do the work, and let God do the rest.
Amen, amen. You know, many times people are afraid of even getting to know who they are, you know. They're afraid of getting to know who they truly are. And so when you get to know self and understand who you are and who your father is, it's like, man, why didn't I do this sooner? Don't you agree?
And that's what you find yourself later, yourself kicking yourself in the butt, because we get so distracted with our human, our flesh being, right? We get so distracted with scenery and when things don't look right, or they don't sound right, or when it's outside of what we're capable of doing, it's so quick to forget that our dad is right upstairs and he is the source of our resources. So he's never going to set us up to fail. He's never going to put dreams inside of you that aren't meant to manifest. So we, as supernatural beings, I can speak for myself 100%, have to be better in tapping into the divineness of us that's godlike, that what he made us in. And that's where everything starts to manifest, not by how much money you have, not by how much you've pushed this product or advertised or whatever. Once you've done what you can do, that's that's where God comes in and he does his wonders and he shows you who he is. And just in case you forgot, just in case you might have forgot, he'll show you. He'll show up and show you.
Yes, my goodness, girl, you're talking my language, honey. So you just said, you just said we're supernatural beings. And, you know, people forget that our Father made us. And so if we have his DNA, what do you think that he's going to create? He can't make anything less than himself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, girl, you are speaking my language.
God. You know, it took me a lot of time to even get there to realize that I don't have to live this life of mediocrity and what, because of my past and through situations that happened, showed me. Mm-hmm. And it was the devil's plan, because God has a plan, the devil has a plan. So through his plan, the enemy, that I was nothing. And I was never going to be anything because of the abuse and things that I went through, you know. So it took me a long time to get to that point to realize that, you know, that was just his plan to kill and abort what was always supposed to be mine. And it's just a trick. So the harder he comes for you, the greater you're supposed to be.
I tell you, you know, that leads into our next question. And that next question was, what was your motivation to get to know yourself? Because, you know, so many people are afraid to do that. Yes, what was your motivation to get to know yourself so you understood your worth?
I was tired of living in the funk of just a lie. You know, I was tired of walking around hurt and angry at things that I'd done and things that people had done to me and things from childhood, that because I couldn't let things go, or because I wasn't willing, courage to face what had happened to me, it kind of just puts you're living under this veil of just being disillusioned. You know, if you don't think about it, this is my mentality. If I don't think about it, it didn't happen. If I don't think about it, it can't get to me. It can't touch me. But it is, by me not facing the demons of my past, I was allowing it to manifest into my teenage life, my adult life, and so forth, in my relationships. And so I would say probably around 2016, I said, I've had enough. And I literally had a mental breakdown. And I said, I can't go on living like this. I can't go on not forgiving, angry, scared of people, scared to let people close to me, because from what I've been taught from, you know, relationships with my dad and other men in my life, that they just leave me anyway. So that was manifesting in my friendships. They're just going to leave me, so I'm not going to get close. And so I had to really be honest with myself and, you know what, and be honest with God and ask for help, because that's one thing I definitely didn't do. I never talked about it with my true father and said, this hurt me. How do I get past it? And it's funny because, you know, I'm not a mother, but I'm an aunt. You know how kids, they try to hide things. They don't know that you already see. Like, you see that they took the cookies and you told them not to. You see that they're still up after their bedtime on the tablet. And that's the same thing with God. You don't tell him. That's fine, but he sees everything, and he is just waiting for you to say, I'm here, I surrender, and how do I get through this?
And so you were just at a fed-up place. You were just in a place of, you were beyond what you felt was repairable, and he just did his thing when you just surrendered everything to him.
Oh, I had to. It was a Wednesday night. And I'd gone to church, shout out to Oasis Family Church in Paulding County in Dallas, Georgia. That is my home. I had gone to church, and I had never gone to a Wednesday night service before. And I can't even, I think the pastor was preaching about forgiveness and just letting go and stop walking around with pent up frustration and pain. And I just said, man, that's me. And I literally, you know, I broke this. Barely even able to make it to the altar call. And I just said, I can't live like this anymore. I can't live with the sins of my earthly father and things that people have done to me here. I can't bear any more crosses that don't belong to me, for one, to bear, and then let what they've done influence the rest of my life.
Wow. So you allowed that healing virtue of our Father just do a work in you, so you were able to forgive, you were able to move forward, because that thing was keeping you bound in the past. Ain't he just so wonderful?
He ain't want to do it. Just call on him, do it.
He is so wonderful. I tell you, I love him so. And you know, the beautiful thing about it is, you know, we look at ourselves and our situations, and we try to put ourselves in this place. And he says, regardless of the blemishes and the imperfections, I see you perfect. You know,
we saw ourselves
as something different. He said, but I still see you as the perfection that I created. Yeah, it was a thing that the enemy tried to do, but he said, I'm still going to get glory out of your story because that's who I am. Just give it to me. And when you yielded it to him, he said, now I can use you. Now I see that you truly trust me. And so I can speak to that because I remember, you know, when I submitted and I said, okay, God, what is it that you want me to do? He said, now I see that you trust me. Now you're ready. And so I you know what, I am so grateful to be able to speak to someone, you know, as young as you are, that said, you know what, I had, me and God just had this thing going on, and I had to just be real with him and be real with myself, you know. Because so many people, they don't get a revelation as you did, as young as you did, you know. And so I commend you for just saying, God, I don't want this life no more. I want the life that you have for me. You know, I need the life that you declare that I have. And so, yes, girl, I am giving God praise for your obedience and you saying, you know what? But you know, Jasmine, what I found lately as I've been talking to people and people have been sharing their stories, he gives us, like a little, he allows an irritation. I'm not saying he's going to give it. He allows an irritation to happen to where you're like, you know what? There's more to me than this. There's an irritation.
Amen.
There's a discomfort because you got to come out that comfort zone and go ahead and push you to where he's called you to, right?
That's right. And sometimes it's just preparation, too, when you're irritated and you feel like you're being pulled in so many directions. It's just preparation for what the greater is to come. So he has to get you ready.
Got to
get you ready.
And from all of that, you birthed yourself, girl. You birthed yourself from all of that. So tell us,
you know,
about
when you
what,
sit
what
back,
was produced and birthed.
You say again?
I said, tell us about what was birthed and, you know, some things that evolved and were produced out of this.
So from my, I call it just sitting in front of the mirror phase, really taking a look at myself with meditating, trying to build on my relationship with God and trying to build on my relationship with myself. And I noticed that was something that really needed to happen. It is my autobiography, Wounded But Not Broken, and part one will be coming out soon, about a month or so. And it is just my story of sexual abuse that I encountered as a child, along with the having a father who was addicted on drugs, who was there, but when he was on drugs, he was quite literally not there, and how that affected my self-esteem and my self-worth, my image of my self-worth, of myself. And it just chronicles through my life how, but like I said, these crosses that people put on me from what they've done, how it shaped decisions I made when it came to sexual partners, boyfriends, all of it, things I did that were damaging to myself, to my body, because I'm like to mutilate, and I thought terribly of myself, because obviously if these people
who was supposed to take care of me, the abuse happened with a different family member, and then my father, who's on drugs. If they're showing me that I'm nothing, and they're supposed to love me, and they're men, and they're supposed to nurture me, then I must be nothing. It must be true. It's what was always in the back of my head. So, and I did those things, allowing men that weren't worthy of me, were of terrible caliber, have me, that didn't deserve me. You know, looking back on the things that I participated in, or just didn't have a strong enough voice to say, you know, I'm better than this. I see that person, and I kind of want to hug myself, just to, and it sounds so cliched, but kind of want to hug myself and just say, you know, hold on, because it gets better, and that you are not any of these things that you think that you are because of what bad things have happened in your life. So my purpose of this book is just to, you know, something that I caught on just a few years ago. It cannot be what God has planned for you, whether it's something somebody has done to you or some things that I've done to myself, to other people, out of hurt, out of anger. You can never deter God from the love he has for you, which is most important, and the purpose he has for you. It is branded with your name on it, and it cannot be taken from you through rape, through violence, through anything. It is yours, and you have every right to declare to be free, healed, and whole from your past, so you can go on and live the future that is owed to you through your birthright.
Amen. Walking in your freedom, declaring your freedom to be healed. What'd you say, free, healed, and whole? That's what I'm talking
about.
Walking in your victory, knowing that you've been free, healed, and whole in everything that concerns you. Now, that's true victory, and that's true freedom and liberty. Because Christ did it for us on the cross. Many of us just don't know it. We have received that and got it in our hearts, you know. Oh, my goodness, girl. Wow. So, what's your anticipated release date for the book?
I'm looking for probably a month and a half from now, so somewhere maybe in June, so maybe early August at the latest.
Okay.
Which I think is going to be good because it's three parts. So this is just part one, and then I'll have part two and three coming out sometime next year. So the first part, and to make this clear, I would recommend this only for 18 and over because it is very vivid and descriptive. The sexual abuse with things that happen later in my life, so it's not for the faint of heart, but life is vivid. And God said, go with it. And I know that it's meant to touch someone who's had the same experience, to know that it's not just me with the thinking in their head. It's not just me who's gone through this. And that I can also have this life after everything that's happened.
All right. Now, you're on Facebook with your name, Jasmine Carter, Jazmyn. Are you on Instagram?
I am, and I laugh because I need to be better. I actually just got an Instagram in December, but I need to be a lot better. So I'm working on it, but I am on Instagram.
With the same handle?
It's the same name, yep.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right.
And do you have a website yet?
Say it one more time.
Do you have a website yet?
I do not have a website. That's also in the works. So I am literally learning as I go and just enjoying that experience, this new authorship. Okay. So that'll be coming soon. I may even be starting a blog soon, but I will let you know all that information as soon as I got it out there.
Okay. Great. I tell you, it's been just an exciting thing to be able to walk in your understand the things that, you know, God is calling you to. So do you have any upcoming events coming up? What do you have coming up now? Because I know you have that being released.
We're trying to set up a book signing close to the opening date, which will be in August, so that'll probably be more local. I'm in Atlanta, but not really right outside of it, so it'll probably be something in the city. But maybe do some readings there, sign some books, and we're going to be getting that set up. So far, that's what we're working on right now.
Okay. Perfect. Now, we're going to open the lines up for any possible questions or comments on the topic. You feel comfortable with that?
Oh, absolutely. Totally cool with it.
So, guys, if y'all have any questions or comments about anything we've covered tonight, the topic was knowing your self-worth with our special guest, Miss Beautiful Jasmine Carter. And if you want to ask a question or make a comment, you're going to dial 929-477-2178 and press option 1, and that will bring you live on with us. And you can ask any question, make a comment. And from there, if you're listening online, you got to dial in, guys. We don't have the capacity to do so quite yet. So you have to do 929-477-2178. Press option 1, and we will bring you live for any particular questions or comments. So, check. Now, Jasmine, every now and then they get a little shy. So you may have a person that says, you know what, I'm going to talk tonight. Then you may have some people saying, I'm going to listen and see who has a question. And then I'll get all kind of checked after the show ends. And so, you know what, I had this question. I wanted to make this comment up. She was good. Even if you want to say she was good, or I can relate to her story, or, you know, I think that was brave for her to come, you know, and share her story, and now she's releasing a book. That kind of stuff encourages the person who is walking this thing out. So if you have a question or comment, 929-477-2178, press option 1. So, Jez, I know you're excited. You know, one thing I tell people about writing a book and getting ready to release it, it's almost like a birth. It is almost like a birth. So even though you said you never had children, it's almost like a birth. I remember when I wrote my first book, it was a children's book. I was like, oh, Lord, that was almost like having a baby again.
It is. But yeah. I remember completing the draft, and this really like calm, euphoric feeling came over, and it was just like it was just the draft, and I was like, oh my God, it's done. Like, I can't believe it, and I cried a little bit because it's your baby. Like you said, it's your baby. Mm-hmm. And then when it's about yourself, I'm about to be very vulnerable in front of a lot of people. Like I said, you can't be afraid of yourself. Can't be afraid of yourself and you're supposed to do.
Right, and if God puts it in your heart to do, there's someone that is going to be blessed that feels like they can't do this. They can't move forward. But if they see that God brought you through it, then they'll see that there's no respect of person. He's no respect of person, so he won't bring them through as well. We have a caller. You ready?
Oh, I'm so ready.
Hey, Miss Butler. This
welcome
is Sierra Nelson. Yes,
hi,
ma'am.
How are you?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm great. I'm great. Thank you for pressing that one for us tonight.
Yes, I'm out getting I'm out working out, getting my cardio in, and I was listening to the podcast, and it's just really inspiring me, and I'm so proud of you, because a lot of women, they have a hard time telling their story, and they have a hard time connecting with other women who have had that same struggle, and a lot of times women don't want to share what they went through because of fear of being judged, or even being, especially with everything going on now with the Me Too movement, saying that, you know, women make up stuff or that it's not true. Sometimes, in some cases, some people can't believe that some men can be that evil. And so I just appreciate you for sharing your story, and it really motivated me. Yes, ma'am. I haven't went through some of those struggles. I have had my own, and it's very empowering to hear other women share what they have went through, and because they encourage other women and even young girls who have gone through that or who are going through it now, that on the other side, things will get better. I don't have to be stuck in, like you said, this mediocre lifestyle. And that's something that I recently went through myself, and I was like, I don't have to settle for mediocrity. I don't have to settle for just less than. I do deserve better. I do deserve more. So,
yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yes, y'all, you're very welcome, and thank you for sharing your story. I'm out of breath, too. Like I said, I'm doing my cardio, but I'm listening to it while I'm exercising.
Get it, girl.
I'm trying to do it. Y'all enjoy y'all night.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. All right. Well, I tell you, that is such a blessing. She's getting her cardio in, but she was
multitasking.
Yes, but you know, that's what we do. That's what we do. I know that's a part of my story. That's who I am. I'm always multitasking. But that is a blessing. I mean, many people don't want to share their story, especially when they've been through things of that nature, because it's either, you know, people going to judge me, or it's an embarrassment, or, you know. But when you get delivered from people, then you done got somewhere. You've had an accomplishment. When you get delivered from people, you know.
That's true.
So when you say, you know what, it's not about what anybody thinks. It's not about being a proven man. What is God telling me to do? And God, am I pleasing you? Because that's all I choose to please. That's all I aim to do, is to please you. And if I please you, I've done what I'm supposed to do. You know.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
Ma'am, I tell you.
Even
tell
if it helps
you,
one
you.
Person, I've done everything I was supposed
right.
to do, so.
Exactly. If you had one person that you touched their heart, you know, and it may be someone that said, you know what, I can't relate to this particular part of her testimony, but this part right here, oh, yeah, that is mine all day long. You know what I'm saying? And so it could be
exactly.
just one little inkling that just said, you know what, she's singing my song, you know. So I tell you, we just give God praise. For your transparency, because even last week I spoke at a transition home, and at that transition home, Jasmine, the prerequisite for getting in was to be homeless and to be a mother. So you're homeless with children in order to get in this transition home. And the topic was talking about self-esteem. Well, you know that your self-esteem got to be in some places, because your mind is telling you all of this stuff based on your situation. And so the Lord told me, start out with putting this bathrobe on top of this dress I had on. He said, put the bathrobe on. And as I was talking to them, I had this bathrobe on. They're looking at me like, what are they doing? And then I took it off, and I told them, it's time for us to take the morning clothes off. Not just the morning, morning, but it's time to take the morning clothes off. It's time for us to stop mourning and stop being complacent and stop allowing life that happened in the past to dictate or be any type of depiction of our future, because it's not. Even your current situation has no bearing on your future, you know. So
I just
give God praise when he allow us to get transparent, because they see the finished product of now, you know, but they don't see what you went through to get to where you are.
Right.
That makes sense.
Absolutely.
So they see the beautiful picture of Jasmine. Now they see the verbal and the person that's speaking up for those who don't have a voice, but they didn't see the voiceless Jasmine. So now Jasmine has come out of that place to help that next person that doesn't have a voice. So I commend you.
I just got to give it to God, you know. He put it in me.
Yes.
And there's something my Pastor Anthony of Oasis Church always says, God doesn't throw away anything, and he's not a wasteful God. So whatever bad that has happened in your life, he was saying, understand that it's coming back for your purpose, and you're going to be blessed tenfold because of it. And it was all for a reason. Because he will not just have you go through a bad situation without giving you something in return. Because that's the type of God that we serve. So that is, it was you know, thinking back in the past 20-some years of my life, difficult, yes, to go through, absolutely. But I'll tell you what, looking at the bigger picture sometimes, instead of being in the picture, not being able to see past those barriers, I can understand his greater purpose. And if I had to go through it because it helped somebody else forgive and deliver themselves and find Christ and all of that, then it was worth it.
Amen. Amen. I agree wholeheartedly. Amen, amen, and amen. So, Jasmine, for the people who joined us a little later, the topic, guys, is knowing your self-worth. And we were talking about you just wrote a book she's getting ready to release. It is part one, Wounded But Not Broken. It's talking about her autobiography. And so she's so walking in her healing, her freedoms, her liberty, and she's helping others come out by telling her story of, you know, how God healed her from so much abuse throughout her childhood and young adult years. And so we just give God praise. So as far as getting ready to write that book, how did you say, you know what, I'm putting this in a book? What was the inspiration in getting that done? And we're, you know, sharing with the people who joined us a little later this evening.
You know, it was gotta bring it right back to God again, because it was something that was, it was a seed he put in my head. I think when I was, God, starting back from when I was in college and I changed my major 5 times, and then my advisor eventually convinced me to do English. And I was like, I don't want to be a teacher. I don't want to write books, my turtlenecks and glasses in a log cabin. You know, I'm not who I want to be. But he said, your English scores are amazing. They've always been great. And writing just came. It was just so fluid for me. So he said, go ahead and just do this. And I did. And I got an English degree at the University of North Carolina in Wilmington. And then about a year later, I was working a regular 9-to-5 job. And I was just thinking, I'm just not happy. And something said, just write your book. And it's about me. Your book was about me. And I was about 23 at the time. I said, who's going to read it? See how the enemy works? Who's going to read about me? Who's going to want to hear this story? Because I'm nobody. And that's what I was saying to myself. I'm just nobody. But after a couple years later of that same thinking and really having that break where sometimes when you break, God has the room to come in and do what he needs to do, and then things become clear. That's when I said, I'm writing this book. I'm writing it, and I don't know who it's going to touch. I don't know how I'm going to do this because I've never written a book in my life. But I know that if it's supposed to seed that was planted in early 2000 when I was in college, and it's coming out again and again and again, and by 2016 it's still in my head, it's time to stop playing around with my life. And if I don't want to meet with the life, you know, obedience and sacrifice sometimes is required just to show God you have faith in him so that he can do what he's already planned to do for you. And so that's basically what I did. I just said, I'm going to trust God. You know, I'm still working my job. You know, I'm doing this because this is what I'm really meant to do. So.
Right. Wow. Wow, I tell you, God is so faithful. He is so
faithful. He'll put a seed in the ground. He'll put it in there, just a little whisper to let you know that I'm, he's like, you know, I'm coming for you. So here's a little bit. That's why I'm going to plant it now, even though I know you're not ready yet. I think that's what he was telling me. I know you're not ready yet, but I'm going to put this in here. I'm going to put it in there real quick just to give you a little taste, you know?
So I'm just going to give you a little, just a little preview of it.
Exactly.
Amen. Yes. So, Jasmine, what is it that you would say to that person that this is their story and they're now trying to get to know self? And they are looking at themselves as, you know what, nobody wants me. I'm not this, I'm not that. Because they're going by what someone else has said to them in their lifetime, not what God has said about them, but what man has said, who don't even know who they are. So what would you say to that person that's saying, you know what, I hear Jasmine, and she spoke to my heart, she spoke to my spirit, and I want to do something different. What would you say to that person?
Yeah, to order your steps with God. You know, turn to your true Father, because He's got everything that you need in this world to be the type of success that you want to be, the type of love you want to have, whether that's your friendships, relationships, for yourself, through Him. I mean, He's got it all. So I didn't know who I was till I said to God, well, you know, who am I supposed to be? I know who I've been. I know who I am now. But who am I actually supposed to be? Who did you make me to be? And He never sees us from our faults and how we are in the present. It's always of how he made us and what He designed us for.
Mm-hmm.
So who am I supposed to be? Is what I would ask God. What do you need me to be for your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven? And that doesn't mean that I am so far from perfect. It is not even a joke. And that's fine, because that is how God operates. You know, we will never be perfect. We will never be, we can try to be godlike, but all our good deeds will still never be enough. We're still just filthy rags at our best. But I think that's why God uses us, to show others that you don't have to be perfect for me to use you. You don't have to be perfect for me to get you here to where you want to be. You just need to ask me for it. You just need to come to me for it. And then you need to give me the glory for it. That's it.
He will take us by imperfections.
I mean, he rolled with Peter, who was cutting ears off. I mean, so if he can roll with him, I mean, surely he can ride out with me, you know. And sometimes we gotta stop thinking about God like He's so far. Yeah, He's like, that's how He wants us to see Him. That's why Jesus says, "I call you friend." He is always right there beside us. And if He chose those 12 as His disciples, if He did this for Moses, if He did that for David, what makes you think you are any less worthy? And I had to tell myself that. What makes you think that you're so special that you're unspecial, that you're not special enough to be grand, that He put you aside and say, no, not that one. Not that one, but everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So many people judge themselves by the world standards. But in Ephesians, He told us, Ephesians 1:4, He says, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before Him in love. So, you know, man want to put us in a place where He says, I've made you holy and blameless. So I don't see you as anything less than perfection. You're perfect in my sight. And as we lose ourselves and that flesh side of us, we can become more one with Him, then that other stuff will fall off anyway, you know?
That's right.
Because we want to be so one with Him, we don't want to not please Him, you know?
Exactly.
I tell you. Amen. Well, tell everyone how to follow you, how to find you, so when that book comes out, you know, they can know how to find you and, you know, see that it's ready, and see what else you're working on as you'll be bringing out parts 2 and 3 next year.
Well, you can definitely find me on Facebook, just Jasmine Carter, and my Instagram is the same, just Jasmine Carter. At jasmine.carter is what it is right now. I've finished the whole book, so Part 2 and 3 are done. They're just divided. And then I'm working on a second, because this is, my story is volume 1 of the series, Women Like Me. So I will be chronicling another woman's story. And this really just about, it's about women who've gone through, it doesn't have to necessarily be sexual abuse, physical abuse, self-mutilation, anything you've done to yourself and what you've done to come out of that, because these stories, I think, especially now, like the young girl who called with the Me Too movement, are important for us to uplift each other, to show examples that I didn't come from a perfect place, you know, and even if I did have a decent home, this is still what happened to me. And if your story is like mine, that means that what I've been through and I've survived through and I'm thriving in life now, it just means I'm telling my story to show you that the same thing is always available to you. Always, because you didn't have to do anything to earn it. You were born for it. Mm-hmm. So that's, we're doing a few more stories with women and their different stories and sharing that with the world and you know, just providing an avenue of love, self-love, acceptance, and peace, being at peace with yourself and letting God provide you with that peace, with that gift of peace. So,
ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. Well, Jasmine, I want to say congratulations to you on order for your upcoming books, because I'm not saying book, because books are coming. So we want to go ahead and congratulate you on the books that are coming and additional, you know, other things that you haven't even scratched the surface on. So we congratulate you as you continue to, you know, get before the Lord and just continue to be still as He continues to download things into you. Because I'm telling you, you know,
Thank you. Many
times we think that we have even scratched the surface. He said, baby, I'm just beginning. So just continue to be still and be obedient and be moldable and teachable so He can use you for His glory to be continually revealed in the earth. Because that's all He wants us to do, is be able to be more like Him in a way of, can you hear me and will you do what I say do? Because I'll do it.
There you go.
But will you do it for me? You know? So,
there you go.
Yes, my goodness, my goodness. Well, we want to thank you again for joining us tonight on the Friday Inspire. And we look forward to you coming back. And we thank God for you and you being a sponsor starting us out for July. Yay!
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You are so very welcome. So we are here each and every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come on back and visit us and share with your friends and family, because one of the things that we are doing in this hour is helping people come out of a place of being in an existence, just existing, and start living the life that He's called us to. No more will we sit on our hands, because He showed me a vision of people sitting on their hands. And He said, no more of that. It's time to live the life that I called them to. So that is my assignment. So I bring people on like yourself that are walking this thing out. So, again, I commend you. I congratulate you. And blessings to you.
Thank you so much, you too. Thank you for what you do for the community and just for people who really need to hear that, who don't know their self-worth.
Amen.
I know that there's so much better on the horizon for them. So thank you.
Amen. You are so welcome. All right. Well, we will talk to you soon and have a blessed one.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, guys, if you all missed any of this great interview with Ms. Jasmine Carter, you want to go back and listen to the recording, which will be available in about 5 minutes. She shared with us things about knowing your self-worth. And why some people don't get to know themselves and things of that nature. It is imperative to understand who you are and whose you are so you can walk in the fullness of who He's called you to be. No longer is it time for you to just kind of sit there and be passive and just, no, that's not your portion. It's time for you to rise up. It's time for you to arise, awaken, arise, and move. It's time to live. It's time to live in abundance of everything that God has called you to. So We will be back next week, same time, same place, Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember that this is your time. This is not, that's not a cliche. This is your time. So go ahead and live it out. Live in purpose, on purpose. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Thank you so much to each and every one of our sponsors for this month. We thank God for you. And we will talk to you guys again next week. Have a blessed one.